Again, for media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning, and we'll get those questions in as soon as we can. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the James Madison Dukes, Mike Houston. Good morning, Coach Houston.
How you doing?
Good. I understand. Happy birthday, Coach Houston, as well, correct?
Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Well, first of all, congratulations on winning the CAA championship. Quite a game on Saturday with a 20-7 victory over Villanova. Give me your breakdown and analysis on the victory.
Well, I thought going into the game that Villanova was the best defensive team we'd seen all year, and I thought that they were an outstanding offense as well. And I thought, just everything surrounding the game, Coach Talley's last home game, senior day, the caliber of team that they were, the fact that that they still had a shot to win the conference championship. I really felt like it was going to be our toughest test of the year. I thought our kids were ready to play. I thought we came out playing at an extremely high level, and then I thought we saw a tremendous amount of adversity throughout the game. And I was very, very pleased with the way our kids responded and rallied together and very positive on the sidelines and really bounced back and played very, very well. All throughout the game, and our defense came up with some big stops and big turnovers in the second half, and the offense was able to take the ball and drive it and convert those into points. And I think it's just really a special win for our program, and obviously it gave us the outright conference championship, which is a great achievement for our program and our entire institution.
We're here with JMU head coach Mike Houston. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad, and we have several in queue. If you'll get those for us, Leah.
Your first question comes from the line of Dave Thomas with ESPN Harrisonburg.
Happy birthday, Coach.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Congratulations on the win. I'll give you a chance to address the 800-pound elephant in the room, the conditions right at the door.
Well, it's too early in the week right now to speculate as far as his availability this week. He will be back. We'll see if it's this week or not. But, we're prepared either way.
Let's talk about your defense. I really saw a difference in the second half of the Richmond game, more active with their hands, beginning to swap balls down. What's been the transformation the last couple of games where they've really ramped up what they've done?
The biggest thing I think you're seeing is their comfort level with the scheme has improved so much. They understand everything so much better. We're making fewer mistakes. We're on the same page. We're in the right checks. All those things. I think that our emphasis with running the football and our emphasis with tackling and our emphasis with just how they're playing, how aggressive they're playing, I think all that has really taken root. And I think if you look at us early in the year versus now, you would probably see two completely different defenses.
Last question for you. You won three straight conference championships at Lenora in your 3 years there. You won one last year at the Citadel. That staff was a lot of the same guys. This year you win an outright championship with a brand new staff. Does this one have any different feeling to you?
Well, I think this one has a different feeling from a standpoint of coming in to a situation where on the outside, you look at what JMU's potential is. But, you come in, and I do think that you had a little bit of a damaged roster from the standpoint of, me being their third coach in 4 years. But I think that the big thing with our staff is I tried to hire really, really good men, and they have invested in these kids. The kids responded. Everybody's on the same page. I think we're a pretty tight-knit group, especially for the fact that we've only been together for about 9-10 months. I think really just that chemistry has led to the success we have and just the achievement together and how they all feel like they're invested and they all feel like they're contributing. I think it made it a pretty special deal for us there on Saturday.
Congratulations again. Thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot.
Your next question comes from the line of Greg Maria with Daily News Record.
Hey, Coach, at what point this season, or I don't know, maybe it was in the preseason, did you think that this team was capable of winning a CAA title outright, possibly finishing the year undefeated with a win Saturday in conference play?
Well, I thought we had the potential. I think that was something that you saw pretty early on. my concern was, would we come together and gel as far as our unity and our camaraderie and our, just, you know, our family atmosphere that we've been trying to develop. I didn't know how fast that would happen. But, you know, I think as the season started and we got into week three, week four, week five, I think those things started really coming around. I think the Delaware win was a big win for us. You know, I think that that's a game where you're playing an opponent that's, you know, has a very, very good roster, and an opponent that, you know, close game last year, beat JMU the year before, and then for us to beat them soundly here, I think that may have been, you know, the first time we say, you know, we got a shot. So, and I think, you know, the Richmond win obviously confirmed it. You know, to be able to win there at Richmond, I think that was a huge win for our roster and our seniors, where, you know, kind of, you know, vindicated a lot of scars from last year, and kind of just, you know, every year's a new year, every team's a new team kind of deal. Hey, you know, we can do this.
And then you guys were able to do it Saturday after Brian got hurt. But can you win going forward without him? And I guess if you had to play without him, could you win going forward without him?
Yeah, I mean, we won Saturday without him.
Yeah. Okay.
We have a good football team, and it's the big thing, you know, at Lenoir Rhyne. The year we went to the national championship game, we lost our starter week nine. We lost our backup in the second round of the playoffs, and our third team quarterback took us all the way to the national championship game. So, and it wasn't just that one position. You know, we had that happen in several spots that year. The big thing that you understand as a coach is, you know, you've got to be prepared at all times for those things to happen. And, you know, we have a very good football team. And, you know, the next guy will be ready. And certainly, you know, the encouraging thing for us is that Brian's going to be back pretty quickly. Connor Mitch is going to be back pretty quickly. And we have a lot of confidence in Cole Johnson. So, you know, we feel good about our opportunities, you know, moving forward.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
Our next question comes from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times.
Hey, Mike, how about telling us exactly what Brian's injury was?
I'm not going to talk about it anymore. We've talked about it plenty. So if we want to talk about Elon, or if we want to talk a little bit about the game Saturday and the outstanding job that our kids did of fighting through adversity and in playing so well there in the second half, you know, I'd love to talk about those things. But we've talked about the other plenty.
Would you anticipate that against Elon, your first team quarterback's going to play?
At the very first question that I got on this call-in show today, that I'm not going to speculate on anything with that stuff. It's way too early in the week.
Mike, let's go back and talk a little bit about the defensive effort. You hold Villanova to 239 yards, but Zach Bednarczyk is certainly a multi-talented quarterback, throwing and running. You guys able to put pressure on him all day, force four interceptions. Talk about what you were able to do to slow him down.
Well, I think the big thing is, I thought our defensive front was very, very active on Saturday. Martez Stone and Cornell Urquhart, I thought they caused just a lot of chaos there in the middle. Martez may have had the best game of his career, and just, you know, one of the better games we've had from a defensive lineman. And certainly Cornell, you know, the defensive player of the week in the conference, had an outstanding game this week. And, you know, the block kick was huge, and had the tip on Martez's interception. But I thought those two guys really caused problems interiorly. And then obviously Andrew Ankra and Darius Carter and the guys on the edge benefited from that some also. But I thought our defensive line being able to create pressure when we weren't blitzing and bringing extra numbers, you know, really caused a lot of disruption with the quarterback on Saturday.
And then switching to the other side of the ball, obviously when you lose Brian, Khalid Abdullah has had a bunch of 100-yard games
right. This
season, but to be able to get 101 against that Villanova front when your quarterback was out, how impressive was that effort by him and your offensive line?
Well, I just think that, you know, I think Villanova, you know, they're the best defense we've seen all year, and they played great on Saturday, very good unit, and I thought the sledding was rough. But I thought our kids did a good job of kind of changing what we were doing. I mean, we had to adjust it a little bit there in the second half, and I thought they did a good job of playing downhill, being very physical, being able to, you know, at one point there in the beginning of the fourth quarter, we had a 70-yard drive, which was primarily, you know, behind Khalid, and so him and the offensive line. So I just think that, you know, they did what they needed to do when the game, you know, dictated it, and able to answer the calls when they needed to get us in the end zone and win the game.
As you touched on, you guys, senior day on Saturday, as Elon comes in, as you've had a chance to take a look at Elon, what are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Well, I mean, I think Elon is, you know, you look at him when they beat William & Mary, you know, they take New Hampshire to the wire, kick to beat them. You know, they've played so many close games in this league. You know, really, I look at Saturday's game against Rhode Island, certainly I think a lot of credit goes to Rhode Island and Coach Fleming and the job that they did, you know, to have their kids prepared and come in and play the way they did at Elon. But really, I think that was almost not very characteristic of Elon as far as their performance on Saturday. I think that they are a much improved defense over last year. I think they've played solid on that side of the ball all year. I think they've gotten really good quarterback play throughout the year this year. And I think they're a good football team. I think that it's a game where we're going to have to be prepared and ready to go Saturday. And, you know, I think our kids will be. And we're going to have to play well in order to have a chance to win it.
All right, Mike, thanks for your time this morning. And then we'll talk to you later on through the course of the playoffs. And like I said, good luck closing out the rest of the regular season.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Go Dukes.